Hey, hey, dads, this is Bryce Johnson from Unpacking It, and we are very excited about our partnership with Be There Dads. And so each week we will bring you a little portion of the Unpacking It radio show that's a syndicated show heard around the country. And so we're going to pull a clip that is geared more toward dads, something that one of our guests talks about in regards to being a dad or their relationship with their dad or something along those lines. And so we hope that it'll be encouraging to you, challenging to you. And so today we're sharing a little portion of the interview that we did with Jarrett Payton, son of the great running back from the Chicago Bears, Walter Payton. And so this part of the interview, Jarrett talks about how he actually played soccer for a while. And so I asked him if he felt pressure to play football and just pressure in general from his dad and having a famous athlete as a father. And so he lends some insight into that, but I think we can all learn from this as well and just be challenged by it. So look forward to hearing your thoughts. You can send me an email, Bryce, B-R-Y-C-E, at unpackingit.com. So here's Jarrett Payton on Unpacking It.
A little bit. I mean, I felt a little bit of pressure just because, you know, so many people were, you know, wanting me to play. But, you know, it was actually funny because I'd be playing soccer and parents from other teams would be yelling at me, telling me, you're nothing like your dad. And I would stop mid dribble and go, what are you talking about? I'm playing soccer. This makes no sense. And, I didn't feel the pressure. My dad was really, really good at telling me, like, son, don't be like me, be better than me. That's what he would always say. And I didn't get what he meant. And now, you know, being 34 and growing up, I get it now. He just wanted me to be happy. He wanted me to not be just an athlete, but be a great person and to be able to leave my own legacy. And that's what I did. I started to kind of understand that I'll never be him. And I accepted that. And I just wanted to be my own person, and that's what I strive to be every single day.
Well, along with that, because I was really curious about this aspect, is that you've been able to embrace your identity as Walter's son while also, you know, continuing his legacy, but also establishing your own identity and being your own man and your own success. So how have you been able to really do that?
It's been difficult. I mean, I just wanted to, you know, every single day just to kind of trying to figure out who I am and understand that as people, we're a process, we're a work in progress, and we got to figure ourselves out, and it's never just a finished product. And for me, I really understand that every single day I try to grow, I try to learn something new every single day to kind of broaden my horizons and expand just my mental capacity and trying to figure out new things. And I push myself the same way that I did playing football. And so, but then I always find time to make sure, because my dad's not here, and you know, I'm the only son. And the big thing for me is to let people know that my dad was not only to me the greatest football player to ever play, but he was also the greatest person that I ever had a chance to know. And he taught me so much in 19 years of my life that I had with him about not just being an athlete and work ethic, but also just giving back in service and how fortunate we are to be able to have what we have, and that we, you know, it's put on us to be able to give back. And whether that's, you know, as a foundation wise, or if that's, you know, giving back in your time or whatever it is, we have that responsibility. And I thank him for that, because he taught me a lot in a short span of time. And I always say to myself, I believe he thought that he wasn't going to be around for a long time. So in some way he wanted me to learn from him quickly. Like, he did things to kind of get me to understand what it means to get to know people, like the Hall of Fame speech at 12 years old. I mean, that he wanted me to get ready for the spotlight and understand what it means to, you know, to have this last name. And I thank him for that.
So that's Jarrett Payton, son of Walter Payton. Join us here on Unpacking It. If you want to listen to the full interview, you can check out the podcast on unpackingit.com.